Zeichen nicht mehr Savi Mori, Jakob Yitzchak Pilchas, Zeichen nicht mehr Daniel Schein, was Yeshua Fahre. Okay. Okay, I see a lot of people are on Zoom today. Okay. It's good to see everybody. And, okay, so, we're still in packet Yud Aleph. We were discussing the Nusach HaBracha, the Satev Patzitzis. So we said that even though you're Msatev with the Talis, not Msatev with the Tzitzis, but the Talis is part of, the Tzitzis is attached to the Talis, so now the whole thing is called Tzitzis. The whole thing is called Tzitzis. And that's where we, why do we bring this in? Because that was the idea of Hidur Mitzvah. That Rashi Bava Kama says, Talis Noah, not just Tzitzis Yafra, but Talis Yafra. Because, and so in the Sefer Tzitzis, I think he's bringing a Raya, that's the idea, but that the Talis gets the idea of the Beged, based on the fact that the tzitzis are connected. And we don't say that by mezuzah, we said. So either you say, like what he said, the Sefer Tzitzis, or Aaron said, that because maybe it's only talking about a beggar that you brought to shame the mitzvah, or what the Kashrut Lover said is that the beggar has the shame tzitzis because the beggar is not attached to anything else. It's just attached to the tzitzis. So now the whole beggar is considered tzitzis, so to speak. Whereas Mashain came by mezuzah, the house, the mezuzah is now attached to the house. So the house and the mezuzah are attached together, but the house is also attached to the ground. Right? And therefore, so you can't say we're going to, it co-ops the din of mezuzah, the whole house, because it's also attached to the ground. See, the tzitzis, the beggar is not only attached to the strings, not attached to anything else. And that's how the Kashrut Lover wanted to say it. Then we could start on page 17, the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hilchas Brachas Parak Yud Aleph Halacha Hey. Because if Osir Mitzvah V'lo Birach, famous Rambam. If you did a mitzvah and you didn't make a bracha. In mitzvah Shadayin Asiyasa Kayemis, Mivorach Achar Hasiyah. You see, sometimes, so two types of mitzvahs. One mitzvah is like you do shechita. So once the shechted, it's over. The shechita is over, finished. So you can't make the bracha afterwards. You can't make the bracha afterwards. But certain things, the mitzvah lingers on. What's the example? Ketzer, Harisha Yin Satif Mitzitzis. Say, you didn't make the bracha on the tzitzis before you put on the tzitzis. But now, but you're still wearing the tzitzis. So now you can make the bracha even afterwards. Because that's called mitzvah sh'adayin asiyasa kayemis. Mevorach achar asiyah. Mimdovish ha'ovar hu enu mevorach. Ketza, reading the shenisatev mitzitzis. Chozer mevorach asher shenisatev. Hashek tshol mitzitzov tivanu l'satev mitzitzis. Because even say you put the beggar on and you didn't make the bracha yet, but you can make the bracha now. With Shulchan Aruch, he said in lovish talis cotton, but in your nodikias, you mashed below bracha. So say you had a talis cotton and you didn't make the bracha because your hands were dirty, so you didn't make the bracha in lovish talis cotton, but in yod of nikias, you mashed below bracha. So you should put it on. So he says the Mokor had Vermitosis Menachas, page 17. The Talmid de Rabbi Yona.
Why do you have to mean Mashmesh Petzitzis, though?
Yeah, what do you have? Yeah, so Rabbi Aaron is asking, well, what is he Mashmesh? I think it's just a hinder ba'alma, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It makes it look. Ilu, you're doing something now, but you're right. I don't think it really makes or breaks the day, being the mashmish with tzitzis. Because the word is, tzitzis you're continuously wearing, So therefore, you can make the bracha. It's not called making the bracha afterwards. See, shechita, once you did the shechita is over. So there's no ma'aseh that's taking place anymore. So according to the Rambam, you have to make the bracha beforehand. You have to make the bracha beforehand, according to the Rambam. And you can't make it afterwards. But, or the another case is if you Bekadish and Isha, so we make the Birkas Arison. So the Rambam sheet is you have to make it beforehand. Even though over there it's not so simple because over there we don't make the bracha shalom. It's also it's Ivanu Lekadesh Isha. We make the some hold that it's a Birkas Hashemach. It's a strange type of bracha. It's not a normal regular type of bracha. In other words, there was a bracha that some Rishonim had. But we don't make that bracha, Bismarck has said.
That's why by the Taimanim, the Chassan makes the bracha.
Yeah, the Taimanim, the Chassan makes the bracha. Yeah, I was once Masada Kedushin for a Taimani, and he asked if he could make the bracha. So I let him make the bracha. What can I tell you? That's the Poshup shot. In other words, you're wearing the beged, so you're constantly doing the action. It's like some make a two shelter shatnez. If you wear shatnez, and so you violate a lav d'oraisa, the kum vaseh. But if you get hasra, another hasra, and the Gemara says Malkus. Another hasra, you get Malkus again and again. Because each time that you're wearing the beged, it's considered a constant maisa that's happening. So if a person's wearing shatnez and we say don't wear, so he gets Malkus. And then 10 minutes later we come back and say don't wear, he gets Malkus again. Because it's a constant thing.
One question. Let's look at mezuzah. When you're kovea, let's say, five mezuzahs in the house at one time, so you make a bracha, we're makpid not to be mafzik because we're in the middle of the asiya from on which you made the bracha, right? So why, if we're still doing the asiya of the atipa, why can you be mafzik then? In other words, we're saying now, and it makes sense that kol zman you're wearing the talis, you're becoming the mitzvah.
Right.
So why isn't there a din of any sort of din of and a barayin can make the bracha even in the middle if you didn't
even even if you have to you do the original action.
No. Right. So why isn't there an inyan of hefsek there?
Why isn't an inyan of hefsek? Because when you're going to make it, say you put on the tzitzis and you didn't make a bracha, right? And now an hour later, you're making a bracha. The bracha's not on the original putting on. It's not working with mafreya.
It's kind of lahaba
on the continued levisha in the future. And that's considered a maisa because it's considered a constant maisa of what you're doing for the future. He asks you a question. Even though what you did in the past didn't have a bracha. Right? That's Rav Shecht always says to Rav Salvechik. That that the it's on the Maisa Mitzvah. Even though not everyone agrees to that. You know, there's a famous Magen Avraham. He quotes from, I think, the Marach Ostrach. You know, in those days in Europe, it was very common for people to get married on Friday. On Friday. People got married on Friday and had the Suda Leil Shabbos. People don't do that. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he did that. He made one of his Rabbi Siegel from Newton, the Rav Newton in Boston. So when Rav Aaron's daughter married Rabbi Siegel, they made the they did it on a Friday. But I was told, if I remember correctly, from Rabbi Siegel's son, that there was because it was Lag BaOmer. I think they did it, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's what he told me. But usually, most people, even if it's Lag BaOmer, they don't make
An old minhag in Yerushalayim like that.
Yeah. But they have. But in Europe, so then people would come to the chuppah, and then they would go back home. Get ready for Shabbos. So the women would come to the chuppah. But a lot of times when they came back home, it was too late to light the Shabbos candles. So they would get a guy to light the Shabbos candles, and then the woman would make the brach. So you see from that according to that shita, that minhag, they weren't makpid that you have to have asiyah, the brach on the asiyah, but she didn't do the asiyah. And there's no shlichus because he's a goy. So not everyone agrees to this yisod that the bracha is on the asiya. I assume Rav Soloveitchik would hold that he wouldn't be able to do such a thing, that she wouldn't be able to make a bracha on Hadlachas Neiros if she's going to get home after this man and the goy is going to light. But if you assume it's a din in the Maisa, so let's see what he says. They give brikas a mitzvah here, a ma'aseh mitzvah, v'lo kiyum a mitzvah. If it's yachas as a mitzvah, haynu l'chutei tzitzis, akshurim l'bigdo, lo hayashayich l'varecho. He's saying a beautiful thing. In other words, what's the mitzvah now? That you wear it, is it on the tzitzis? Or is it on the beged that has the tzitzis on? Because so he says, "Fine birkas a mitzvah, he al maisa a mitzvah, lo kiyam a mitzvah. If yisyachas a mitzvah, hain luchutei tzitzis, akshurim lebigdo, lo yashach levarachol. Al dinze hu al pi hamavur, da mitzvah hu bezeh shalovush, im habegit shal tzitzis. Lachay kolzman shalovush, mamshich b'maisa a mitzvah, vur b'prim god." Mitzvah sheyesh lo meshach zman mevarach adayin ainuk she'osa mitzvah olovish betfilin mutov betzitzis. Right, say you put on tefillin, you didn't make the bracha, so you can make it now because you're wearing the tefillin. That's considered a constant thing. Osa makya. What if you made a makya and you didn't make the bracha? So then you can't make it anymore. Even though the makkah is constantly being there, but there's no maisa that's continuously being there. So if you made the makkah and you forgot to make the bracha, so then you're finished. You can't make the bracha anymore. Because there's one maisa that you did already, and we don't say it's considered a hemshach maisa. When you're wearing something, that's a hemshach maisa. So who had din b'adlach, his name is Chanukah. And then he said, "Al derech zu b'mezuzah, mi'achshe mitzvah hishetei koves b'pesach beiso, kol shelo berech b'tchil yefshar lo levarach lachas man b'li asiya." The be'inah hemshach l'maisa mitzvah, dafku losag b'hemshach kiyam mitzvah. But you should know, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva not like that. But Moshe Feinstein says There's a question, what is the din if you rent in chutzlars? So if you rent the chutzlars, then the chiv is only on day 31. Question is, could you put it on before? Because there's some shitas that hold that if you know you're going to stay longer, so you can put it up right away. So Moshe says, put it up right away, but then on day 31, be mamashmish in the mezuzah and make a bracha. So either Rav Moshe held like that Magen Avraham, that you don't need a maisa mitzvah, because the Magen Avraham says if the woman lights Shabbos candles, I mean, if the goy lights Shabbos candles because it's too late, the woman can make the bracha. Or, so Chora Rav Moshe held that way also. But the way Rav Soloveitchik held, it's no. Rav Shech said, Rav Soloveitchik, you have to do a maisa. If you're not doing the maisa, so by mezuzah, if it was put up without a bracha, like the case of Rav Moshe, where he says, if you're renting, it says the machloikis, whether you should put it up right away if you know you're going to stay longer than 30 days. So put it up right away and make the bracha later. So that's a big chiddush. Because you can't say, you see, by tzitzis, you're constantly wearing it. So if you're going to make the bracha right away, it's also over lasiyosim for the future wearing. But mezuzah, you're not doing any nice anymore. It's up, finished. So he says, so that he's assuming that therefore you can't make the bracha and the mezuzah anymore. Not like Rav Moshe said. And look at the footnote here on page 18, the bottom footnote Zion. Omnam agor rabbi kiveiga b'tshuvas tzidei levar chols ma'asha mitzvah kayemis. Right? So he has a different shita, rabbi kiveiga. Shechasu sheish levar b'nifnat ador b'bay sheish bo mezuzah. Right? In other words, Rabbi Kiveiga says, there's a Magen Avraham about this. Rabbi Kiveiga says you can make a bracha even if the mezuzah is on. Even though Rabbi Kiveiga has a discussion that maybe every time you leave your house, you should make a new bracha when you come in on the mezuzah. Because it's a chover. But that already no one accepts that. I'd be surprised if Rabbi Kiveiga himself did such a thing. And Magen Avraham, Rav Shech likes to quote, Magen Avraham says he has a new nusach. Well, if you're making such a bracha. So, Kain who does a Magen Avraham, Bashino nusach a bracha. Achshuv heral and divya bricka Yosef, she'il levarach. All cause of linya neir is Chanukah, she'il levarach calls man she'ir dolek, asmachel. And that's neir Chanukah, because neir Chanukah, even though you can somewhat hold it's considered hemshech, that is considered a hemshech, but there's no mice anymore.
Even after half an hour?
What? To make the bracha?
Make the bracha after half an hour.
Yeah, maybe. Then he quotes here, like, look, I didn't bracket it, but take a look here. But the point I think he's making over here is that the tzitzis and the begid become one thing. Do you misatef the tzitzis? And therefore it's considered a hemshech. It's considered a hemshech that if you put on tzitzis, you put on your towels and you didn't forget to make the bracha, you could still make it afterwards. Even though you're going to make a bracha with satef for tzitzis. Because the talis now is tzitzis. In a Birkas HaMitzvah, you have a Maisa Mitzvah. So you consider doing a Maisa Mitzvah even to the tzitzis. Because I'm not wearing the tzitzis, but I'm wearing the beged, and the beged had tzitzis on, so I'm considered wearing the tzitzis. Even though the tzitzis is not, you know, going on my body, so to speak. Right? Tzitzis, but it's attached to the beged, and the beged is on my body. So that's what it is. That is considered a hemshech mitzvah, even the gabe the tzitzis, because the ma'aser the tzitzis again is not all four tzitzis. Maybe some of them are still like on your body, so to speak. But basically, but that became part of the beged, and I'm wearing the beged, so I'll be mitzatif b'tzitzis, so I can make that bracha even after I put on the tzitzis. I can still make the bracha mitzatif b'tzitzis because it's one hemshah. Oh, and then he quotes here on page 18, the part that I didn't bracket. The Mishnah Berurah on the right side of page 18, where it says Gimel. Mishnah Berurah, Hevi Me'artzas Achaim. Right, the Artzas Achaim is written by the Malbim. That's one of his Svarim. You know, the famous Sefer, we've used it a little bit this year. We're getting it here, yeah. But what happens if he made a bracha on the talis, but nofal miyado kodim shenisatev bo, and then you made the bracha and you never got it to put it on your body. The bil, and then you picked it up, the love show, So you didn't do the mitzvah, so you didn't have a hesach hadas. So he says, "V'nei tzarim b'dvarim mashkosu milchus tefillin." So he says, "What is a v'nei sham v'vur le'ni misha nifsak a kesher shol yad?" So you're putting on your tefillin, and the kesher shol yad got broken. V'hutzroch lasas kesher acher. You have to make. On the lo misif daito in tzarich lachas ulevarach. When the kosher sham haposkim yun by marzas chayim, v'hu v'dvei mishne brur shakolze behechliv kesher. V'hutzroch lachas tefillin acherim. If you made a bar per eight on a fruit, and then the fruit fell from your hand and got lost, so you have to make another brach. Because now you're going to take another fruit. Even though it's also bar per eight, but not, it wasn't this fruit. But there's two cuts of Mishnah Berurah, then you shofar, then you should, then you know. Mishanel shofar acher. Say you were blowing shofar. This everyone happens that while toke is blowing and nothing comes out. He made the bracha. He's blowing. Nothing comes out. So he needs to take another shofar. So do we say, well, he made the bracha the shofar? So shofar can mean any shofar, but he made it on this shofar, and this shofar didn't work. So he says in the shut binyan oilam. The Mishana and the Shofar Acher Shaloyadaito Allah Bikhil Tzarech Lachas Ulvarach. Just like by the pre, if you drop the fruit, you have an apple in your hand, you make a bird for eights, and then all of a sudden you dropped it, and then it got in the mud, and that's lost. And now you're going to take another apple. You want to eat an apple. So luckily, there's another apple to eat. So you have to make another bray praise. Because you had in mind this apple. You had in mind. So, but by shofar, maybe you don't have to say that. Maybe you just want to do the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. But he says, so he says it's the same thing. You have to make another bracha on the shofar. He says, "Be'emes be'ikar hashvah, the birkas hanen in page 18 on the top. Hey, efshalodu l'chora birich al kiyum v'asiyas hamitzvah. Tefter shal mitzvah hechi timtzah." As you could say differently, maybe you want to do the mitzvah shofar. Do you really care that it's this shofar, that shofar? Tefter shal mitzvah hechi timtzah echel kaim hamitzvah. Omna maskamas apoyskim da bracha yel oson atfilin. But the poskim say no. This tefillah. So will we treat a mitzvah like an apple? In other words, if you made the bracha on this apple and it fell, and now you can't eat it anymore, you get another apple, you make another bracha. And the same thing with a mitzvah. You made a bracha on the tzitzis, and then it fell, and then it got ruined, or the shofar, so you make another bracha. Even though, he says, one could argue and say that that by tzitzis, maybe by apple, you want this particular apple. Because maybe this apple is fresher, you know, et cetera. But maybe by a mitzvah, you know, do you really care whether it's this shofar or the next shofar? You want a kosher shofar. So Hashem says, maybe have in mind all the kosher shofarim in the world.
You don't find in Rosh Hashanah if a Baal Tokeiah has a problem with this blowing a certain his first shofar, he usually has another shofar too.
Right.
But they even make the bracha on all of them together. I know that the Baal Tokeiah has all the possible
in front of him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and that's on a yeah. So. Somebody has in mind all the shofars.
Yeah. So he says, so what about the tzitzis? So he says, Ve'ato l'nyaneinu, hine b'ikar mitzvah tzitzis, or a mitzvah hi levishas kutei ha-tzitzis. Shem k'shur ma'al ba'kafas b'yabigdo. V'imkei shenifzulu tzitziosov, he made the bracha, and then you fell, and then the tzitzis got possible. Avu b'shadai munach l'fanav, also, but the beged, you're still going to wear that same beged, you just use new strings. Because what happened when the tefillin dropped?
You know, the knot is a panim chadosho, the new knot.
Even though it's the same head and the same hand. It's funny here.
Yeah, that could be the mitzvah. I mean, the mitzvah could be to make a knot. So.
Oh, yeah, that's the machlokes of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, right?
Yeah, but even the other aid probably admits that if you make a knot, you're not worse off.
So what happens if you're going to use the same baguette, but now you're going to, you already made a bracha, you're going to use the same baguette, but you're going to use a different chutar. So you have to make another bracha. Because it's like if you're going to use a new shofar, so we said you have to make another bracha. Because this shofar, you had a brine, the shofar is like the apple. Right. So if the shofar, say you made the bracha on the shofar and then it fell, it cracked in half, smashed in half. So now you're not going to use that shofar anymore. So now you're going to make, let's say not like Rabban said that you had it all in front of him. Say you had in mind this shofar. You didn't, and so there's someone on the shul who has another shofar. But you had one shofar and you made the bracha with all the gatz kavanas. And then all of a sudden, you got nervous, you dropped the shofar, it cracked. So what's the halacha? The halacha is you take a new shofar and make another bracha, a new bracha. Just like the apple. You made the bird pre-eats. Well, so the Mishnah Berurah, you made the bird pre-eats. And then you dropped it. And you have to make it, get a new apple. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says by shofar. Oh, so what about tzitzis? You see, by shofar, it's one thing. Shofar is one thing. It's one shofar. It's one piece. So if it cracks, the whole thing is gone. Right? But tzitzis is two parts to the tzitzis. It's the baguette and the tzitzis. So the baguette is going to be the same baguette that you make the bracha on. The tzitzis are going to be, if it's one shofar, you had in mind this one shofar, and now the shofar cracked. You get another shofar, you make another bracha, just like the right. That's what the Binyan Olam says. Unless, like Rabbi Aaron said, you had in mind five shofars in front of you, and you had in mind all of them. But say you didn't have in mind, you didn't expect that it's going to happen. So you had one shofar in front of you, and you made the bracha, and you dropped it, cracked, finished. So there's another guy in the shul who happens to have a shofar. So he runs up and he gives you his shofar. So the halacha is, says the Binyan Olam, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that in Mishana, the shofar acher, shalohaya, ledaito alav, mitchila, tzarech lachal ulevarach. Just like, you had in mind this apple, and this is the apple you had in mind. One apple, and this is the apple. And then you dropped it by mistake. So now you have to make another bracha on another apple. But the question is, what about tzitzis? Because tzitzis...
Why does the baguette...
Right, because we said the two parts to the mitzvah.
Main part of
it. Right, the main part of the mitzvah is the strings. Without the baguette, you can't do it either. Yeah, and we make the bracha, right? Yeah, but we're mesatef. In other words, as we said before, there's a din of hiddur mitzvah on the baguette too, because the baguette now becomes part of the mitzvah. So now it's a mitzvah that has two components to it. It's what? The baguette and the strings. So it's two components to it. So now if one component got messed over, but you can still use the other component, is that considered making a new, do you have to make a new bracha or not? See, shofar, it's one component. It's the shofar. So now you take the new shofar, you have to make another bracha, just like a new apple. But tzitzis is different, because tzitzis, we got through saying, the tzitzis and the baguette becomes, but you're still going to use the old baguette with the new strings. So does that behoove you to make another bracha if you're going to have to make a new string? It's a good shayla. Me'atal in Yaneinu, page 18 on the left. Eikar mitzvah tzitzis, I have mitzvah he levishas chutei tzitzis sheb shurim al arba kanfos bigdo. Im kein shenifshalu nifshalu tzitziosav. Avol pishadai munach lefanav also a beggar sheroso kaima mitzvah mo. Or eino mekaima mitzvah but also machutim. So you munach lefanav al chutim kadoshim ugamrei. Vegam beminich tefillin. Vegam beminich tefillin yeshlo also hayat. So you say, well, maybe you can say the same thing by tefillin. If you you make a bracha with tefillin, now you're going to get a new pair of tefillin to make the bracha on. Do we say, well, but you still have the same arm?
that's not a chetzah shel mitzvah.
It's not chetzah shel mitzvah, right? So that's not such a good riot. I mean, bechutim b'chadoshim b'gamer b'gamer b'nich tefillin yesh lo also hayat also harosh shemekayim. Still, you make because the chavta shel mitzvah is gone. The war machine is marsh. Mitzvah is kayem is be also lovashim talis asi shaper. Kevin she also a mitzvah lefan of gam she mechli chukutei tzitzis b'choshiv adover al kamachu kevin me chavta shel mitzvah. B'chel kol kayem she bracha kayem al talizu im tzitziosav. Shona im never chatzia. She ain't a shona im never chatzia period. So he thinks that you don't have to make another bracha. Because the talis is part of the chefter shel mitzvah. Just like if half the fruit fell, so you still have the chefetz. So if the shofar smashes, you don't have the chefetz of the mitzvah that year. But here, the chafetz of the mitzvah is the talis together with the strings. So even though you can have to put the different strings, but it's the same beged.
Wow. So even if you take off the tzitzis and you want to dispose of the beged, you have to put it in a bag and dispose of it, but there are covered?
Because it's tashmisha in mitzvah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The beged is also part of the mitzvah. You don't say the beggar is a tashmish, the tashmish of the tzitzis. So it's not even tashmish and mitzvah. It's tashmish and mitzvah. Even the beggar. Wow. So that's a fascinating... fascinating point. And this fits into what he's filling and building up this whole idea that the talis noah is part of the chefter shel mitzvah. So therefore, if it's part of the chefter shel mitzvah, you won't have to make another bracha because you can still use that same talis. If the talis drops and the tzitzis somehow get ruined, you can still use that same baguette. You don't have to repeat the bracha. Wow. So that's a fascinating idea. And he said, the Mishnah Berurah quotes on Hilchos Shofar from Tav Kuf Pei Hei, Sif Katan Dalet, from the Shut Binyan Olam. I think Shut Binyan Olam, if I'm not mistaken, is Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, I believe. I think we have in the library. He has a tshuva in Hilchos Nida that Rav Abadi quotes. Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Wow, okay, so that's the story here. Okay, so then the next part, we'll see about the bracha b'shas asiyas hamitzvah. That's a new thing we'll start tomorrow, Bezer Shem. But it's a fascinating idea that tzitzis is different than shofar. That shofar has one part to the mitzvah, the shofar. So if you got ruined, if you make and you didn't have kavana for another shofar, make another bracha. But by tzitzis, there are two parts. They're both the beggar is also part of the chayfet shomitz. Okay, everybody. So, tomorrow we'll continue. And
11?
Tomorrow is Tuesday, 11. Yeah, 11. And though everyone who's in Washington Heights to try if they can come, actually to come. I don't know why today more people wanted to be on the Zoom. If you live in Har Nof, I don't expect you to come. But if you live in Washington Heights, maybe we should. It's always good to see, people in the room than being on Zoom.
Yeah, sorry, Rabbi. I was a bit under the weather today.
Yeah, it's okay. No, I totally understand. I just, I guess it happened to a lot of people in one day. It's always good to have people in the room when possible. And if you're under the weather tomorrow, you could stay, also. But it's always good to see people, if you can. Okay, everyone should have a good day. Both of us. No, it's a good work, he says. Right? A Ferrari, you like that work? A Ferrari.
Yeah, I hear the vort. I hear.
Good vort.
I have to think about it. But,
yeah, I want you to think about it. It's a good vort. Okay, culture.